Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Liz Franklin back on the show. Liz is an organizer extraordinaire. She is one of the people who helps people like you and me get our act together. She's been doing this now for a long time. She's the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. And she's our good friend, Liz Franklin. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jimmy B. How are you?
It's good to have you back. Well, I'm doing great. Hey, Liz. I often feel like I am going down the wrong way on a one-way street, and everybody else is driving against. You know, I'm driving against their traffic, and they think. And they've got the numbers to prove it. They think that they're going the right direction, that they've got the right path, and I find myself going in the opposite direction.
Brother.
What does that say about me?
Well, we're going to go beyond organizing today. We're going to go deeper into the personality types that, you know, I didn't exactly create this. My clients insisted that they had different methods of doing things, and I finally said, oh, okay, all right. And I picked it up and started writing about it. And I'd like to start at the top, and then we'll tell everybody how they can figure out their own personality type and their spouse, kids, boss, and so on. We have three types. We have left brain, right brain, and both. Mm-hmm. The left brain is what I call the linear. That's your math, techie.
Right. Logical engineer types.
Yeah, exactly. Linear, logical, left. That's how I remember.
Right.
And those people can be single-tracking, they can be sometimes narrow-minded. They're the my-way or the highway people.
Right, right.
Now let's switch over. On the other side, we got the right side of the brain, and there's where we have what I call the sparkle brain.
Right, sparkle. I love that term that you give us.
Sparkly. Yeah,
sparkle brains.
Love it. They're the, right. They're the singers, the dancers, the entertainers, the fluffy, wonderful
artsy,
people.
Artsy-fartsy, all those guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, arts, exactly. And so I remember the R, sparkle, right, and those are also emotional people. Mm-hmm. Now, what most people never talk about is there's a third type, which really surprised me. I call it cross-dominant because it's going back and forth between the left and right sides of the brain. So we go logic, emotion, logic, emotion, logic, emotion, mm-hmm. and then we think we're going crazy or we need medication, but we don't. I call it cross-dominant because the two sides of the brain are vying for dominance. First mm-hmm. one and then the other. So we can think we're going crazy because our brains are flip-flopping. Now,
right.
We talked about the two different sides. What happens for us is we don't go all logic or all emotion. We fluctuate. So when it comes to organizing, we go into a real deep period of focus, and then we look over and say, hey, that plant needs watering, and we run off to water the plant, and we lose our focus. So for us, it's focus distraction. Focus,
right.
Distraction,
and there's
all day long.
Well, someone also has introduced me to the concept of the shiny object syndrome,
mm-hmm.
where we say, ooh, shiny object. You know, we're trying to focus on something, and then, as you say, ooh, they're sparkly, a shiny object.
Right. We call that ADOS, attention deficit. Ooh, shiny.
Right.
Right. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of people who think they are ADD are not. I have been able to get people off medication simply by explaining this. And you can go to crossdom.com and check it out.
Huh.
Crossdom, like cross your legs, and dom, like dom.
So you're saying that they thought they were ADD and they were really cross-dominant?
Exactly. Now imagine putting Albert Einstein on medication because his hair looked funny. Or imagine putting Leonardo da Vinci on Ritalin because he was doing too many things.
Right.
So we can lose the brilliance of our people we can lose entrepreneurialism by dragging them down into stupidity when they don't need
right.
it.
Right. Well, and how many times have we done this with children?
Exactly.
You know, there's a story I read about a lady whose son was having a little difficulty in school. She knew her son was brilliant. And so she went to talk to the teacher, and the teacher said, "Don't worry, we'll have him be marching to our drum very soon."
Whoa!
And
that's
the woman immediately jerked her child out of that school.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, the point here is there's a trick to this, and the trick is to find out if the doctor doing the diagnosis is a linear, which means they can't see past what's right in front of them. That's
and they probably are if they're a doctor.
Probably are. So if your child or grandchild is acting up in class and you know that child is brilliant, change doctors until you get one who does understand it. And that's my whole message, is we've got to find each other, know about each other, talk to each other, and support each other instead of pointing and saying that person is acting out.
Are cross-dominants likely to be highly intelligent?
They are, but so are the others as well.
Yeah, no, not to take anything away from anybody, but I mean, you can be one of the other two and not be intelligent. Can you be a cross-dominant and not be intelligent?
Well, there are all kinds of facets. Let me explain
yeah.
this to you. I grew up with people with IQs in the 180 to 200 range.
Wow.
I was a dumb in my family, and I grew up in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So I am used to rolling down the window and smelling the brain. You know, I can talk to anybody in Silicon Valley, and there's a pattern, there's a language, there's an
yeah.
understanding that you're expected to be very, 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 very sharp. However, a lot of those people cannot function on
right.
a daily basis.
Right.
I watched my father, who worked in the aerospace industry, walk into the garage door rim about once a week, and he had built that garage door, and he had a permanent scar on his head. And we said, you know, if you're so smart, why do you keep banging into the door? And he said,
right.
I was thinking about the fuel that it takes to get to the moon. So is that smart or is that dumb? You answer me.
Right. Right.
It's not a question of smart versus dumb. It's a question of distraction.
So the as we go to the break, what you're saying is that you know there might not be anything wrong with you. It's just that you haven't allowed for the fact that there are people like you, and it's okay to be like you.
Right. Think about this. Only 5% of us are cross dominant, so the rest
really?
Of the world thinks we're great.
Right.
Right.
How many cross-dominants are left-handed? Any idea about that?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm going to have to study that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come
Thank
back
you.
With that. When we come back, I'm going to get Liz to talk to us about if cross-dominants need a little extra courage, and whether you know they need to learn how to when they have a chance to fight. We're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Liz Franklin is our guest. Stay with us.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.